ערב טוב, good evening. פרשת השבוע, פרשת ניצבים. And as we all know, there is always a connection between the parasha, between what's happening. And the parasha is telling us on the beginning, אתם ניצבים היום כולכם. All of us are standing in front of God. And that's exactly what's going to happen in a few days. אתם ניצבים היום כולכם. In a few days time, we're going to stand in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the judgment day. And as we said last week, we have to come prepared with our bikurim, all the good deeds we did, and cannot come empty-handed. You have to come with something. But one of the main things is to understand and realize sometimes we think that do tshuva, and how can we do it, and how are we going to stand in front of God? We are not exactly saints. Each one of us got his pekla, what are we say? But that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them there. Because last week, we had quite a line of curses. And, you know, after hearing all those curses, you would think that that's it, you know. Finished. So Am Yisrael got really, depressed. So I tell them, what are you depressed of? Atem nitzavim ayom. Here you see, you're not exactly the greatest tzaddikim in the world. You have your sins. Did God do anything to you? You're still here. Atem nitzavim ayom. And that's the way we have to look at it. It doesn't matter what we did. The fact is, we woke up this morning, and God gave us another chance. And when we're going to stand on Rosh Hashanah, you know, we say the blessing on the Rimon. It says, Poshei Yisrael, the sinners of Am Yisrael are full with mitzvahs like a Rimon, like the seeds of the Rimon. So each one of us has sins, but he has also mitzvahs. Baruch Hashem. So Atem Nitzavim Ayom, when we're going to stand in front of God, there is one main thing that we have to think about. Look what the Torah is telling us. Atem nitzavim ayom kulchem. What does it mean? Who is standing? All of us. Okay. So what's the Torah telling us then? Rashichem, shiftechem, ziknechem, shotrechem, kol ish Yisrael. Your heads, your tribes, your elders, your policemen, all the people of Israel. What's happening here? You said everybody is standing. So why do you have to start telling us who exactly is standing there? And then in the end, again you say, Kol Ish Yisrael. Everybody again. Does it end here? No. The Torah goes on. Tapechem, Nashechem, Vegercha, Asher Bekerav Hanecha, Michotev Etzecha, Atshev Memecha. Goes on. The children, the women, the gerim, the wood workers, the water, carriers. What is the Torah trying to tell us?
Every man, no matter a man, woman, and child, no matter who they are today.
Yes.
And in the future.
Okay. Everybody, so you told us two times, everybody.
Everybody is equal.
Is everybody is?
Equal.
What does it mean?
You're rich, or you're poor,
equal in what? You're right, but equal in what?
In front of God.
In what?
In front of God.
But equal in what? So, do we have to do something about it or not? What does it mean, equal?
In mitzvot?
Whether you've done an Aveira or not done an Aveira.
Okay, and also, each one of us got a potential. Different potential. That's what he's telling us. You can look about somebody, he cleans the streets. This is a professor, wow, this is a big shot. This is a rabbi, wow. And this is stupid, doesn't know anything. The Torah is telling you, everybody stands in front of God. And everybody is involved in everybody, because what breed are we talking about? If you see here, לעוברך בברית פסוק יוד פסוק יוד א לעוברך בברית השם אלוקיך ובעלתו. What breed we talking about? You want to go back?
Okay.
What's written in the end of the parsha? Because in the end of the parsha before Ushmartem et divrei habrit hazot, that's what's written. So what brit are you talking here? And by the way, it's the same parak. If you look at the end of the parsha, Ushmartem, the end of parashat Ki Tavoh, it's written Ushmartem et divrei habrit hazot. Okay. Then a few psukim later, Le'ovrecha bivrit Hashem Elokecha. Do we talk about the same brit? You think so? The Or HaChaim HaKadosh asks the question. He says it cannot be the same thing.
Why?
Because the Torah wouldn't tell you again. Lo'avrecha bevrit Hashem Elokecha. Because it told you, Ushmartem et divrei habrit. You keep this brit. So, you keep this brit, it's okay. Now he's talking, you have to go through a brit. But you already said that we're keeping the brit. So what brit are you talking about now?
A new one.
Exactly. So the question is, what new one? That's connected to what's written here. Kulchem. All of you. What is all of you? You see it, Kulchem, and then call Israel. We are not alone. Each one of us, each individual is a part of
the many.
Klal Israel.
Klal Israel. Exactly. And that's the way it is. That's why we have to stand in front of God. When we are going to stand Rosh Hashanah in front of God, we cannot stand alone. We have to stand together. But it doesn't mean that there are no differences between us. Of course there are. Shoev Memecha. You have people that are carpenters. You have professors. You have street cleaners. Everybody. But all those are a part of Klal Yisrael. Nevertheless, says the Noam Elimelech, there is a world, a beautiful world, and this world is called Klal Yisrael. Ve'amech kulam tzadikim. How can you say ve'amech kulam tzadikim, that all the people are tzadikim, while we all know the famous say, En tzadik ba'aretz she'yase tov ve'lo yechta. There is no tzadik that does only good. Everybody has a certain sin, or a few sins, or a lot of sins. In other words, there is no body perfect. So from one side you say, all of us are sinners. And the other side is to say, what? Ve'amech kulam tzadikim. How does it go together? How can we all be tzadikim when we say that there is no tzadik that doesn't sin? So we're not tzadikim. Or are we tzadikim?
Maybe it means everyone's got their nekuda that they are tzadik.
And when we are together, and we are together with tzadikim. It's as you remember, I told you on the story about somebody, think about it. He's got a suit. You remember talking about a suit? A shirt and a tzitzis, and you can add whatever you want else. Now, if the guy's got a hole in his shirt, but he wears a suit, do you see the hole? No. If he's got a hole in the suit, but there is no hole on the shirt, can you see his body?
Yeah.
His body.
No.
You can see a hole, but you cannot see his body.
No.
If he's got a hole on the suit and on the shirt, but not in the same place, can you see the body?
None of he's wearing suits.
Even if he doesn't wear suits, it's not in the same place.
No.
Only if the hole is going to be in the same place on the suit, on the tzitzis, on the shirt, on the gufiya, then you will see his flesh. Otherwise, you cannot see. Bilam HaRasha, when he wanted to curse Am Yisrael, this is what he was looking for. He couldn't find. You can find it if you take your jacket off and your shirt off only with the gufiya, only with the, how do you say gufiya?
Vest.
Only with the vest. And the vest got a hole, then you can see it. Otherwise, if you covered, you covered even if you have a hole. In other words, can be, maybe I sin a certain sin, so I've got a hole. But my friend is covering me because he didn't sin the same sin. He sinned another sin, which I, by the way, didn't do. I did a mitzvah against it. So in other words, if we stand together, we are covered. That's ve'amech kulam tzadikim. If we will stand together, God will look at us as one. And then he sees, wow, look, this one is davening, this one is praying, this one is doing this, this one is doing that. And he sees all the good stuff we're doing together. So he doesn't look at the bad stuff. But if we stand by ourselves, so God sees us as one. So each problem we have is shining. This is why when we want to win this court case, not the court case I had today, that's a different story, so we have to stand together. And if we stand together, we already won the case.
I just want to say something.
Yes.
The Swiss are terrible nitpickers, so fussing about every detail. And I lived for 10 years in Hillel House with Israelis in Zurich. And I learn from them not to nitpick, not to find fault with everything. If a Swiss something isn't quite so, he's really upset. And I learn from the Israeli, okay, so it's a bit different, so what, big deal?
That's v'amech kulam tzadikim. They don't see the fault. Melamdim zchut, it's good. They look at the good stuff. Yes. Of course, we can be very particular about certain things and we can look at each other in bad eyes, but that's only doing a bad thing for us, because this way we're covering the holes that we have. Because if we understand, we say, Kol Yisrael arevim ze baze. What is ze baze? Normally people say ze la ze. Ze la ze is it's to each other, but ze baze, it's in each other. Ze baze. In other words, we are really one. Each one of us got a part of him in his friend. So in other words, this is the Brit we're talking about. And it's a very interesting point that I'm going to mention it also on the Dvar Torah. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, there is something here that is not acceptable normally. God is telling us, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Velo itchem levadchem anochi koret et habrit hazot. Not only with you, I'm having this covenant, this brit. Who else? Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ki et asher yeshno po, those who stand here, imanu, omed hayom, lifnei Hashem Elokeinu, ve'et Asher enenu po imanu ayom. In other words, this spirit is being made even with those who don't stand there. And who are those?
Future generations.
Us. also us. Or HaChaim HaKadosh asks, 1 minute, I want to understand. How can you put something in a position and making be a part of something that is going to force him to do certain things? And the Gemara says, En chavim la'adam ela befanav. You cannot give a duty on somebody if he's not there. You cannot put something in somebody in position of being committed to something if he is not there, present. Only if he's present, you can do a commitment that he's going to hear it, agree to it, and of course you can force him to do it. But you cannot put somebody in a commitment if he's not there. So ask Or HaChaim HaKadosh, how can God put us in a commitment if we were not there? But the Gemara there says, Zachin la'adam shelo befanav. If it is a schut, if it is a good thing, then you can win the good things also for somebody who is not there. Because it's good for him.
How do you know it's good for him?
Oh,
because
then the Torah.
That's
the reason that the Torah in Pasuk Tetvav, that's what Or HaChaim HaKadosh asks, is going on and telling us, Ki atem yeda'atem et asher yashavnu be'eretz Mitzrayim. You know what we went through. You were sitting in Egypt. Asher avarnu bekerev ha'goyim asher avartem. What we went through with the goyim. Vatiru chikutzeim. You saw how they live. You saw how they worship idols. You see, like they're worshiping stone and gold. In other words, what the goyim are doing is no good. But what if you are connected to God? Is it good or bad? Is it a schut or a chovah? Very good. In other words, if you are going to learn to be together with me, with God, is it good or bad? Is it a schut or a chovah?
Schut.
Vezachim la'adam shelo befanav. So you can, a thing like this, if it's a schut, you can be committed by, even if you're not there. That's what the Or HaChaim HaGadol says. A beautiful idea about, first of all, the idea, what is aravut? What is being a part of each other? What is that we are involved in each other? What does it mean? First of all, it's a schut. As we see, if we stand together in front of God, ve'amech kulam tzadikim, a great schut. In other words, I can do bad things, but if I'm a part of the congregation, they can save me. But I have to be a part of the congregation. And that's the thing that sometimes we don't exactly do. And by the way, you can be a tzaddik. Tzaddik yesod olam. He does all the mitzvahs you can do. But he sits alone somewhere. He's got nothing to do with nobody. What do you think about a guy like this? Is he doing his job or not?
He isn't.
You came to this world to do a certain job. And definitely, a part of this job is to be united with the clan of Am Yisrael. Because otherwise, if you're looking only for yourself, you miss the point. We don't need you here. You can be a great tzaddik, but you do nothing. If you're not involved with the others, from the other side, we're going to be on Sukkot, Yom Kippur. What do we say in Yom Kippur in the beginning? This is the way you start Yom Kippur. We're asking our permission to pray with the sinners. By the way, there are a lot of explanation of this. One of them says the sinners, meaning we are the sinners. So we ask permission, though we are not exactly tzaddikim, we did the scripture, we're asking our permission to pray in front of God. But the simple idea is that on Yom Kippur we see new faces. And the question is, are we allowed to pray with those people who don't keep Shabbos and don't keep anything?
Of course.
So we ask permission.
They say this prayer comes from the time of the Anusim, the Maranos. So they...
That's called Nidre.
Yeah, I'm saying it's called Nidre.
The idea is very simple. When we are going to come, Bezrat Hashem, to Sukkot, we have Arba Minim. We have the Lulav, the Etrog, the Adas, and the Arava. And each one of those Minim represent a part of Am Yisrael. The Etrog is the Tzaddik. So there's a question, if I have the Tzaddik in my hand, what do I need all the others? The Etrog? I'll have the Etrog myself, but the Torah says, if you don't have them together, aguda achat, you didn't do the mitzvah. Mm. So okay, I can understand the adas and the lulav. We're not going to go to Azerbaijan. We have time when we get to Sukkot, Bezrat Hashem. But the arava is the symbol of the rasha. Doesn't do anything. Doesn't keep anything. Why do I need him together with the arbat aminim?
He may be.
Because?
He may repent.
Not only this, we have to understand that he is a part of us. They say ta'anit she'en ba miposhei Yisrael, zot lo ta'anit. If we fast because there is no rain or for other tzuras, and the Gemara says if there are not the sinners also with us, that's not a ta'anit, it's not a fasta, it's not going to help. This is ridiculous. What do I need? They're trying to me to pray with me, to fast with me. The idea is, you have to understand the idea. The idea is, as we said here, Mi shoev memecha. Sometimes we look at people from, I'm a tzaddik. I keep Shabbos. He doesn't keep anything. Or somebody told me before, what do I have to care about somebody who lives in Haifa and sins? What is this my concern? Who cares?
The one who you think didn't go to Davin, and he really did go to Davin. You know, we have a negative thought.
Of course. Yeah,
when the truth is that they help me.
But I'm not talking about only on the thought. I'm talking about actually doing something about helping to the others. When we stand in front of God and we say, okay, this is a Russia, this is a that, what do? We separate a part of our body. As I said, the finger did something wrong. Not the finger, I'll cut you off. Is anybody going to do this? No. You're going to treat the finger in order to fix it. As you remember, once I asked, what is this? So I had a lot of answers. One, finger.
Pointer.
Both?
Pointer.
Nobody said, it's me. But this is me. What is this? This is me. It's a part of me. Yes, it is a finger. It can be one. It can be a lot of things. But the main thing, it is a part of me. It's me. So as long as we understand this, we can stand in front of God. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. It doesn't matter what is my job. It doesn't matter what is my talent. It doesn't matter how clever I am or how rich I am or how tzaddik I am. We all a part of Am Yisrael. And if we want to be successful, we have to take care on everybody. So, okay. It's a little impossible, you know, I cannot know everything that's happening around. But then the Torah tells you, very simple, in Pasuk Kafchet. Pasuk Kafchet. Because this guy asked me, I know what he's doing in Haifa. Tell me, if you don't know what he's doing in Haifa, it is a problem. So how do you want me to be in charge of him, help him? How do you want me why do I have to suffer because of him? I said that the Torah is telling you. Hanistarot la'Hashem Elokeinu. What you cannot see, God is dealing with. So don't worry about it. Ve'haniglot, but what you can see, Lanu ulvaneinu ad olam, la'asot et divrei kol divrei haTorah hazot. You cannot ignore things that you see in front of your eyes.
What are all the dots on top of ulvaneinu?
There are a lot of explanations why, but lanu ulvaneinu is really to make it as a covenant forever. Yeah, like to make it. That's why every time there's a dot. But somebody told me something else. I don't remember what it was. That if there is dot, it's also a symbol of something else. But really, it's like really, like you do a line that you want to say, this is very important. Because the whole idea of Am Yisrael is Lanu Ulbaneinu. Because if there is no continuance, there is nothing. We always have to look for the next generation. Because otherwise, there's nothing. It says Lanu Ulbaneinu. That's, by the way, why Avraham Avinu was chosen. Because he had the power to pass it over to the next generation. And one of the main things in our parsha, is in the end of the parsha, there are a lot of other things, of course, but we cannot talk about everything. But this is very interesting. Pasuk, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Tetvav, Pasuk 15. Perek Lamed, Perek 30. Re'e, got it?
Yeah.
Re'e, natati lefanecha ayom. Look, I'm putting in front you life and good, tachaim ve tatov, ve tamavet, death, ve tara, and the bad. Asher anochim etzavcha ayom le'ava et Hashem Elokecha. I'm ordering you to love God and go in his ways, alechet bidrachav, and keep his mitzvahs. And then we go to Pasuk. Yutet 19. Aidoti bachem ayom. I'm putting as witnesses et ha-shamayim ve et ha-aretz. Heaven and earth. Ha-chayim ve ha-mavet. Life and death. Natati lefanecha et ha-bracha ba-klai. Put in front you the blessing and the curse. U-bacharta b'chayim. And you will choose life. Do you know a lot of people that will choose otherwise? So what, do we not need an order to choose life? I'm good. You want to live? Here is life, here is death. What do you want to do? I want death. If somebody wants death, something wrong with him.
It's mainly the Yetzirah will tell a person that I want to enjoy myself now and push out of his mind that he's going to die for doing this. So he's telling you that if you do this, then you're going in the way of death.
In other words, ubacharta b'chaim is not eating, drinking, and sleeping. That's not life. That's a behemoth. That's an animal. Eats, sleeps, doesn't watch television, but it still doesn't make us human being. What makes us human being? What makes us Jews?
Knowing the difference between right and wrong.
Power of speech.
Power of speech? But what speech?
Prayer,
Torah. In other words, life of a Jew is doing mitzvahs. Otherwise, it's reshaim bechayehem krui metim. The reshaim, even when they live, they call death. Why? Because there is no meaning to their life. That's not life. You didn't come to this world to eat and sleep. You came for a purpose. And if you don't do the purpose, this is not living. So that's what the Torah is telling you. Ubacharta b'chayim. Don't think that living is moving, eating, drinking, and buying clothes and enjoying life, like the physical, the materialistic side. That's not living. Living is living in the way of the Torah. By the way, it doesn't contradict each other. That you can have very nice life. You can have nice clothes. You can eat nicely. You can have a nice home. Everything. But to understand and realize, why do I have it and what do I do with it? They are all means to get closer to God. To keep mitzvahs.
Like you can eat and say, I'm eating in order that I have strength to do mitzvahs.
Exactly. In other words, when I am drinking, I'm drinking to have the power to talk. To have the power to go. When I'm eating to have power to do more mitzvahs. Even when I buy a car, you know, so I can get to the shul, to do a mitzvah there. Whatever. I buy clothes also to first of all, I have clothes also. If you're talking about clothes, it depends what clothes you buy. A Jew's got his, they say that, I don't know what who said it. You know, when Eliezer, the slave of Abraham, came to choose a woman for Yitzchak, he came to Lavan and his father Betuel, and they say he showed them clothes. He brought clothes for whom?
For Rivka.
Now, did he know the measurement of Rivka? How could he bring clothes for Rivka? I think the Rebbe Migua, no, I think the Imre Emet, or one of them says, he said a beautiful thing. What?
Maybe he bought material. Like material.
No.
No.
The sizes don't matter. Maybe he was so rich that he bought all the sizes.
No. He showed them. At that time, they also had, you know, clothes that show more than they should show. So he showed them clothes. He says, this is the way we dress at Avram home. Modest. That's the clothes he showed him. So buying clothes, it depends also what clothes you buy. But there is no problem buying clothes. Nice clothes, no problem. No problem eating, no problem doing all the good things of the world. On the contrary, God wants us to enjoy life. That's why he gave us everything. But there is a reason for all those things. If I'm eating so I can go to play a game of gambling or other stupid games, so I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. But if I'm eating, so I have power to do mitzvahs, to do chesed, that's the right way to do it, and there's no problem with it. On the contrary, that's what we're supposed to do. In other words, life as a Jew doesn't mean suffering. There's something, this stupid idea that think that a Jew that keeps mitzvahs is suffering. Oh, look, he cannot go on Shabbos to this, he cannot do this, he cannot... Ma pitum?
I just wanted to say the most fascinating thing is the power of speech.
Yes.
You can really do a lot of chesed with the right words, or you can do chas v'chalila, terrible aveiros, if you don't choose your words properly.
Nachon. Yes, that's right, 100%. So I want to tell you a story about living. I think the mashal, I don't remember who wrote this mashal, but... they had this neighborhood who was really in a very bad state. So, like, it was starting to collapse and everything. So the government says, we have to evacuate you. But we're not going to leave you without home. We're going to give you money. We're going to have a place. And you can build, each one of you, his home with the money we give you. In the meanwhile... after we destroy this neighborhood, which is really very dangerous to live there, we give you what they call caravilla, what do they call those?
Caravans.
And you're going to live in a caravans for 2 years. And after 2 years, you will move to the houses you built. Okay? They moved them to the caravans. And you know, there were those, they put in the caravan all the most beautiful things they had. They bought the best furniture, they put the kitchen, just everything, the best of the best. And enjoy life. Every evening they had a feast, drinking, eating. There were others that realized that they have to do something for the new home because this is only temporary. You know, they're going to stay 2 years there and then they're going to move to the other. So they also decided that they go to the plot they got and do some work also there and put some money there. And there were the others who realized, no, 2 years, it's going to go like this. And this is only temporary. This is stupid to invest in this. I should invest all the money, or most of it at least, in the home that I'm going to build. This is going to be my home forever. And here I will try and do what is necessary for me to survive. I don't have to suffer. But, you know, normal food, normal furniture, not more. Because most of the money I want to put in the new house. 2 years went like this. And one day in the morning, loudspeakers, we came to take you to the new settlement. Buses, everybody's going on the bus. It was around 2 hours trip. They get there and everybody, Bakasha, go to your places. Well, some of them had only, how do you say, a pit. Some of them had a few poles, others had the whole frame, others even succeeded to paint. And there were those others, very few, that had beautiful home, finished with everything, with windows, and everything in, all the best of the best. So, most of the people had to live outside. So they said to the buses, take us back to the caravans. Sorry, you know, while you were going here, we destroyed everything. That's it. That's why. We told you it's only temporary for 2 years. Now we have to live here. The nimshal is very simple. A lot of us put so much in this life. What's going to wait for you in your home? For this, for eternity in the next world? If you invest everything here? You got a few years to be here. God gave you a few years. This is the money. The money you can use. Time. The time you can use to do good. Instead, you buy a watch. I bought a fake, I told you. You buy a watch for $1 million. Somebody sent me a Patek Philippe. $1,300,000. Now, what does it say? It shows you the time. But what is expensive? The watch or the time?
Time. And that's,
exactly. And that's the way to look at it. So if you think the case that shows you the time is expensive, you put the money in the wrong place. So if you put the money in this world, so you have a watch for $1 million, and you come to the next world, says it, what do you have you got? This is a fake. I paid 50 shekel for it. That's what you've got. The others were clever enough. So at least they've got something there. And the most, they had the senses, they understood. So they didn't put the money in this world. They took what they have to survive, to live nice life, but they did a lot of mitzvahs and used the time to build a beautiful home in the next world. Do you think the story is ended here? No. Because the biggest lesson, I didn't even tell you. Do you know what the biggest lesson is? Imagine to yourself this guy who built this beautiful home. Opening his window in the morning, what does he see? Where does he live? In a dump. In a construction area. Pits everywhere. Mice. Who knows what else? Nothing is built. Is this a nice place to live?
No.
So in other words, even the tzaddik, if he's a tzaddik only for himself, so he's going to have this beautiful, beautiful home. But who are going to be his neighbors? Who wants to live in a place like this? Imagine to yourself, somebody builds a beautiful palace in the middle of the desert. No water, no nothing. What is he going to do there? Or somebody builds a beautiful villa in the middle of this neighborhood near the Tachana Merkazit. Did you see how it looks there? Neve She'anan. Beautiful, unbelievable. Like a third world country. In Israel. Now believe, in the middle of this, we will build a beautiful villa. Who wants to live there? Who? Nobody. In other words, the big lesson is, Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. Don't forget that you're not alone. It's not only to realize what it's all about. It's to realize that we are not alone. It's not only doing the mitzvahs for myself. Because I'm a part of Am Yisrael, and that's the way I'm going to go on with everybody. I'm not alone. Forget it. You are a part of the klal. In other words, if I don't put the roshayim with me, with the lulav and the etrog, I don't put the arava, I've got nothing. If I have a ta'anit, a fast day, with not with the roshayim, I've got nothing. If I go to Yom Kippur and the roshayim are not there, I also got nothing. It doesn't mean that we worship the Rashaim Chas V'Chalila. It means that we have to care. We have to realize that they are a part of us. Sometimes, you know, you have to cut the part. It happens. But you don't cut without thinking. You don't cut without trying to save it. And that is our job. It's not only to stand in front of God, I did good. And I don't care what Moshe did, and Yankale, and Rivka, and Leah. That's not my concern. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. Kol ish Yisrael. Each one of us, together, we, and this is the basic of the basic. Love to our friends. Love to Am Yisrael. To understand and realize that if we are not going to stand together, nothing is going to happen. So I wish for all of us that we understand and realize, first of all, there's nothing to worry about. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. We are all going to stand, but only if we be a part of the congregation. If we stand by ourselves, you have a lot to worry about. Then you have opened the last parasha and see all the curses, try and start reading them. If you want to stand alone. But if you realize, understand that I am a part of Am Yisrael, if we stand together, each one of us will put his effort into it. And that's what God wants. That we use our own potential. As the Rambam said, each one of us has to be Moshe Rabbeinu. How can we be Moshe Rabbeinu? Who can be Moshe Rabbeinu? Can one of us be Moshe Rabbeinu? The Rambam says yes. There's the story of Abzushe. Always I tell this. Abzushe one day is seeing, crying. He says, Abzushe, why do you cry? No, rather I'm crying. I know that they're not going to ask me to be Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why you cry? You're not Moshe Rabbeinu, what's your problem? Yeah, I know. You're not going to ask me about Moshe, but they're going to ask me, why haven't I been Reb Zushe? In other words, they're not going to ask me to be Moshe Rabbeinu. They want to ask me if I used my potential as Reb Zushe. And that's what the Rambam says. If I use my potential, I am like Moshe Rabbeinu. And if somebody like Moshe Rabbeinu, even if he's at a higher level than me, but he didn't use his potential, and I used my potential, who is more important? The one who used his potential. So you can be this small knob at, how do you say, Mechonat Hanshama?
On the resuscitator.
Breathing machine.
Breathing machine, okay. Breathing machine. And without this knob, that cost how much? One shekel? Half a shekel? You cannot operate. Nothing's going to work. So even if I am thinking myself as nothing, there is nobody as nothing. You got the potential, use your potential, and Bezrat Hashem, when we all stand together, the machine will work, and God will look at us, and God will see Ve'amech kulam tzadikim. Shkoyeh.